Willy Graf was born on January 2, 1918, in Kuchenheim near Euskirchen, in Germany's southwestern Saarland region. He grew up with two sisters in a Roman Catholic, non-political family in Saarbrücken. His father was managing director of a wholesale wine company. In his teenage years, Willy Graf was involved in the Roman Catholic youth movement. Until 1936, he was member of the democratically influenced Roman Catholic Schülerbund Neudeutschland, and after its ban, of the illegal Roman Catholic Graue Orden. They would jointly go on field trips, as can be seen on the photograph. The company of like-minded young people, as well as their shared search for role models and ideals, soon had a deeper impact on Willy Graf's thinking than his own parents had had on him. Against their will, he refused to join the Hitler Youth. By doing so, he risked being allowed to graduate. It became increasingly clear to him that a practicing Christian could not, at the same time, be a National Socialist. In the course of a wave of arrests against members of the Bündische Jugend, additionally aimed towards destroying church youth organizations, Willy Graf was arrested in January 1938, alongside 17 other young members of the Graue Orden. In May 1938, after 3 weeks of detention, court proceedings against him ended with an amnesty. In winter of 1937, he enrolled in medical school at the University of Bonn, in spite of his much deeper interest in philosophy, history, literature, and, in particular, theology. In addition to excerpts of carefully read books by Roman Catholic philosophers such as Romano Guardini or Reinhold Schneider, his estate contains an array of collected essays, poems, and observations.
A few months after the outbreak of World War II, Willy Graf was drafted into the German army and trained as a paramedic. After serving in Belgium, the south of France, and Croatia, in May 1941 he was transferred to the Generalgouvernement Polen, that is, German-occupied Poland. During the summer of the same year, he witnessed the invasion of the Soviet Union by the German army. The experience of the cruelty of war deeply horrified Willy Graf, which he repeatedly but cautiously pointed out in his letters and diary. Please view text excerpts from his diary on the panel. In April 1942, after 2 years at war, he was able to resume his studies in Munich. In his search for new friends, he joined the circle around Hans Scholl. During their military paramedic deployment to the Eastern Front, August to November, their friendship deepened. At the beginning of December 1942, Willy Graf decided to participate in the resistance activities.